On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here's the whiskeys we're going to be tasting today. So from Penelope, we have the... Penelope.
Penelope.
Yeah. I always thought it was Penelope.
So we have their Toasted Bourbon Batch 24301. The Penelope Architect Build 10. The Penelope Barrel Strength Batch 18. From Dark Arts, we have the Dark Arts Bourbon finished in Toasted French Oak Staves, 7-year batch number 5. The Dark Arts Amberana finished 7-year rye, batch number 9. The Dark Arts Cask Strength Barely Legal Bourbon, 7-year. The Dark Arts New Orleans Bourbon Festival Cask Strength, 7-year finished in white port casks. And the last one is the Dark Arts New Orleans Bourbon Festival Cask Strength Single Barrel Bourbon 10-year.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m. What do you say?
Yeah, I would say that. You know, it's Harry Potter Marathon weekend, and I think everybody's seen all those, so I think we're good to go.
Yeah, I've seen enough of those. And he took enough of my money at Universal when the kids were little. So,
I mean, you see him 10, 12 times, just enough times.
Yeah. Peasants. I've read all the books.
$900 for a plastic wand. Well, he's been taking correspondence courses to learn how to read. Yeah. So that's worked out for him. So
it could be that's part of the GED program.
He can't spell GED. Don't be mean.
It's horrible.
I'm sorry. It's the good enough diploma. So
he calls him Jed.
Yeah.
The Jedi.
Yeah.
It makes me a Jedi.
He's Ged. He's Ged enough. Yeah. Well, this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today is Made Man Brent.
Pleasure to be here today. Thanks for having me.
And Made Man Maury.
I am generally aroused to be here today.
Put your pants back on.
Nobody noticed.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, it's like, hold on. Let me get the
microscope. Right. Yeah.
Good old boy, Justin.
Good morning, gentlemen and Maury.
And good old boy.
Our maid made a funny.
Yeah. Well, it's so easy.
Well, the fat man made a funny.
Okay.
I'm literally the skinniest here. I'm just
I doubt it. All right, let's have a contest. Let's pull out the scale.
He lost more weight.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I'm on a diet too, but I'm not, you know, I'm doing it with like less food unlike you guys. So, all right. So this is a Sips episode where we are going to be talking about some whiskeys. Our Sips episodes are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and everything else you can sip. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be tasting today. So from Penelope, we have the, Penelope.
Penelope.
I always thought it was Penelope.
So we have their Toasted Bourbon Batch 24301.
Harm, are you going back to your days in the penal colony, as in Penelope?
Yeah.
Probably. He stretched.
Yeah, that was good. He swung for it and it just didn't make it. He's even smiling. He knows. We try, but sometimes.
We shouldn't be making fun of Penelope's name. That's their daughter's name. His daughter's name.
That's right? True. Yeah. We have the Penelope Architect Build 10. We have the Penelope Barrel Strength Batch 18. And we have from Dark Arts, we have the Dark Arts Bourbon finished in Toasted French Oak Staves, 7-year batch number 5. The Dark Arts Amberana finished 7-year rye, batch number 9. The Dark Arts Cask Strength Barely Legal Bourbon, 7-year.
You stuttered on that. That name made you nervous.
Made me nervous, yeah.
Well, barely legal is His middle name.
Yeah. Well, in Alabama, it's 12. So, yeah, it's Dark Arts. Let's see. The Dark Arts New Orleans Bourbon Festival, cask strength, 7-year, finished in white port casks. And the last one is the Dark Arts New Orleans Bourbon Festival, cask strength, single barrel bourbon, 10-year. So, quite an interesting lineup. So, we're going to go to our sips ratings. And against our better judgment, we're going to have Justin do those.
Gosh. All right.
I'm apologizing in advance.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
What are we doing here?
I think that's supposed to be either Boris Karloff or Bela Lugosi.
Boris Karloff.
Yeah, it's definitely closer to Karloff.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
He's getting closer. Of course, the guy's been dead for like 50 years. So. Yeah.
So
maybe that's what he sounds like now.
Three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
When did Boris Karloff die? He did the Michael Jackson
70s or 80s.
No, he did the Michael Jackson
video. No, that was Vincent Price.
Oh, it was right. Right. You're right. Okay.
Five sips.
Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. He did that one movie. I think it was the horror, the terror. Jack Nicholson was in it when he was like 20. He was like this French lieutenant separated from his regiment. He comes up to this castle and he goes, "Open the damn door in the name of the people of France." and it was totally awesome. It's like you totally bought it. Oh, Jack's a French lieutenant from Napoleon's army. Of course he is. Yeah. So
he died in 69.
There you go. All right, so we're going to have
that rainbow logo on your hat today.
I'd like to die in 69 too.
Delray Tennis Festival. I'm thinking of the New Orleans Bourbon Festival, the Delray Open.
All right. Well, we're going to have Rainbow tell us about.
I didn't design it, dude. I just went to the thing.
So tell us about Penelope.
So Penelope Bourbon was founded in 2018 by Mike Palladini and Danny Police. Friends are, how do you pronounce his name? Police?
Police.
I think it's police.
Friends and neighbors who wanted to create an approachable bourbon that everyone could enjoy and share. Named after Mike's newly born daughter, Penelope, they began the brand by sourcing whiskey from MGP in Indiana. In June of 2023, MGP bought it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty high statement of quality right there. You know, this, hey, you bought all our whiskey. You know what? We're buying it all back from you.
Yeah, we're buying
your brand is ours now. Yes.
We're going to absorb you like a board. Yes. So
Penelope Toasted Bourbon Batch 24301 is 50% ABV, 100 proof, 74% corn, 21% rye, 5% malted barley. It's non-chill filtered, aged for 4 years, then finished in number five char heavy toasted barrel. Okay, so the colors are very pretty copper. Let's go back to this thing. Sorry, I'm not speaking to the mic. That's what those hand gestures mean. But thanks, Bob.
We could have said you were number one.
So I got honey, pecan, black cherry, nice spice, and on the nose, vanilla. Let's see on the palate. A little bit of dark cherry, pecan again, baking spice. It tastes hotter than 100 proof.
That's the cinnamon. I think that's the cinnamon that makes it taste a little bit hotter.
I'm not really picking out cinnamon per se, but you're getting cinnamon as well.
Yeah. No, I found the next expression was more cinnamony, but this one, there is some cinnamon, and I do agree, Brent, the cinnamon does give a little bit of heat to it, but it does drink hot.
Well, I've also got acid reflux from last night, so everything's going to be hot to me right now. But in the mouth, it felt a little, I'm not ignoring what's going down in my esophagus. It's the in the mouth felt a little bit prickly. It's got a nice medium long finish. I mean, it's still tasting it right now. I really enjoyed this whiskey. What do you think, Maury?
I would agree with everything you said. I think it's very well made. It's a nice, it meets their what they set out to create, which was a bourbon they could share with friends. And it's an easy drinking, middle of the road bourbon. It's not offensive. It's not polarizing. It's well made. It's got nice brown sugar, hints of cinnamon. The only slight criticism would be that it drinks a little bit above its proof in that it just feels a little bit hot. But again, no flaws, very well made, enjoyable. Brent?
That's only 4 years old, so maybe that's why.
Yeah.
No, but it didn't taste young. Young was not one of the things I thought.
No, it didn't taste young at all. You didn't, never got
but
that.
Look,
never
with a number five char and a deep toast on that barrel, it should be more mellow, even at 100 proof. So I think maybe
more mellow? I think that's what's giving it that little bit of that tingling. Heat? You know, that tingling that you're feeling when you're, that's,
The char mellows it, doesn't it? I mean, you get that.
Well, that heavy toast is going to bring out a lot more of the wood sugars and the vanilla and all that. And you know, depending on the wood, that's where you're going to get some of that. Right,
but it's like a cinnamon cherry, like a cinnamon cherry candy kind of thing. Like you're sucking on a
I like cherry pie better.
I didn't find either of those to be as dominating as you, Brent. I think some of the other expressions are much more cinnamon forward.
We'll get to that later.
I thought this was relatively balanced. I didn't find it sweet. I didn't find it overly cinnamony. I found it just sort of middle of the road.
Yeah, it is. But you have that.
We keep saying middle of the road. We're talking about flavor profile. I think the quality's up there.
It's not middle of the road flavor profile. It's not overly in any one direction. Quality wise, it's very well made.
What did you think, Justin?
This is all about mouthfeel to me. I felt like
that's what she said.
Yeah, I felt like I was at a fire pit and had like the nice fire pit warmth in my mouth, and it just stays.
That's what she said.
On the finish and on the nose, I got like pumpernickel bread. Along with the brown sugar.
I didn't get that much rye.
No, I didn't get that at all. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's why we've got multiple co-hosts, because we get multiple notes.
I brought Kleenex. You can blow your nose.
Yeah. I thought it was really well done. I'm surprised how good it is at 4 years. I'm surprised that it's not showing it, a lot of whiskeys. We've had a lot of whiskeys at 4 years that taste perfectly mature, perfectly fine, no problem. We've had a lot of 4 years that are really, really corny and young. This one does not, and I think it's because of the barrel. But really well done. It's you get some of that toasted oak. It comes across on the palate. You can definitely taste that toast, and there's a little bit of char just sort of below that. I get a little bit of spice, a little bit of white pepper on it.
The white pepper's coming out on the finish.
Yeah.
More on the finish than anywhere else.
Yeah. But I mean, really well done. And again, if I just handed it to you, said, hey, here's a 4 year bourbon, you'd go, and then
drinks
you drink
well
it
above its age.
And you drink it and go, damn,
well above its age.
That's really good. So,
but where's the heat coming from? He says the spice.
I think the spice is coming out of the heavy toast. I think that's where it's coming. But again, really well done. We're going to give the Penelope Toasted Bourbon Batch 24301 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back. We just finished talking about the Penelope Toasted Bourbon Batch 24301. Gave that a well-deserved 4 sips. So we're going on to our next whiskey from Penelope, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Why, thank you, Bobby Joe. So the next whiskey is the Penelope Architect Build 10, 52% ABV or 104 proof. This is a blend of three different MGP whiskeys. It is 51% corn, 45% wheat, and 4% malted barley in the first one. 75% corn, 21% rye, and 4% malted barley in the second. And the third is 99% corn and 1% malted barley, a very unusual mash bill. Overall, the yield would be 75% corn, 15% wheat, 7% rye, and 3% malted barley.
Is mellow corn that mash bill, 99.1? Or is mellow corn 100% corn?
It's 100%, I believe.
I think it's 100, but I couldn't tell you for sure.
This is the 10th release of the Architect series from Penelope. The whiskey is finished for 6 weeks in casks made from French oak staves built by Tonnelier Redoux of France.
We practiced that.
The staves were selected through their state-of-the-art oak scan process, which is a proprietary process, as a technology developed by them to measure the tannic levels of the wood to help create specific flavor profiles. Now that is high tech, folks.
Does it actually work? It's got a little registered trademark.
What it does is it, I believe, from what I gleaned off of the reading, is it's basically reading the tannin levels in the wood.
That's what they say, but how accurate is it, really?
That I couldn't
tell. Really know. Well, anyway, let's talk about
the whiskey. It's a lot more accurate than licking it, so.
It's a lovely...
But is it as satisfying as licking a fresh oak stave?
No.
Come on, man.
You're saying you like to lick wood?
You smell that freshly sawn oak.
You like to lick wood? Okay. Well, what'd you think, Maury?
Well, I went to college once.
I don't want to touch that, but let's talk about the whiskey.
That's what she said.
Literally, that's what you touch. You're a urologist.
I'm off duty now.
If you go to his office and never mind. Okay, never mind.
You paid him to touch it.
Moving on.
Moving right along, we have a lovely shade of amber on the whiskey. It's got a beautiful nose with definitely lots of oak, vanilla, creme brulee, hints of toffee on the nose. I think it's got a beautiful mouthfeel. It's got a nice viscosity.
Really? You got all that?
Yeah, you didn't get any of that?
No, it's so subdued. Okay, go ahead.
The mouthfeel, it's viscous. You've got brown sugar, you've got toffee, and you've got notes of cinnamon. It's got a long finish. I really thought this whiskey was beautiful. I thought it was a step up from the last one. I really enjoyed it. What did you think, Brett?
Yeah, on the nose on this one, I got like a freshness, like a crisp air freshness, like a kind of like an Arctic fresh air kind of feel to it. A little bit of floral nose on a note. And then on the palate, I got what like a vanilla Oreos. You eat those vanilla Oreos? That's kind of what I got on that with the and a little bit of clove. Nice long finish. Got with that baking spice. On it.
Yeah, I thought it was just, really, really nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's just, it really reminded me of freshness and crispness with this one.
Wait a minute. You ate vanilla Oreos?
Well, somebody has to.
I can't stand these morons any longer.
No. Any Oreo is an Oreo, Bob.
No, they're not.
No, no, no. White Oreos are an anathema to nature and the natural order of man. I'm sorry. No.
Very well put, Bob.
What'd you think, Justin?
I got like sweetness on the nose, vanilla, flower petals, and eucalyptus.
There is no eucalyptus here.
Well, that's what I got.
I don't understand where Maury's getting all that toffee either. But, I'm going to be the contradict.
I think maybe the eucalyptus is your Vicks.
Right, your Vicks nose. Oh, yeah.
Let's take away the Vicks.
It could be. I'm going to put that away. Yeah. On the palate, it was like a nice, wood note to it. I got like Vietnamese coffee, and the finish was pretty much wood, but I enjoyed it.
I did not like this one. You guys, I don't know where you're getting these notes from. First off, I was a little bit late to the show today.
I think you poured the wrong whiskey in your glass.
Bob poured the whiskey for me, so I trust Bob.
Oh, you're blaming Bob.
I trust Bob implicitly. I trust him with my life.
I think you're blaming
him. I trust
him
with the radio production.
It's a miracle is alive.
Bob poured him and Justin mixed him around.
Right, give me your glass. Let me smell this.
Sure.
It's the same. All right. So
a little antifreeze. A little antifreeze in your glass is there.
It's the strychnine. It's the undertone of strychnine that gets me.
Getting that nutmeg before you go.
Yeah.
So, to me, the nose, I love your description of that fresh Arctic air.
Yeah.
Brent, that clean, cooling note.
Right.
I get that. Okay. Yeah. But other than that, I don't get any of that caramel or toffee or creme brulee that Maury's getting. He's making things up. I do get the clove. Who said clove?
My middle name is Figment.
I said clove.
Yeah. So the clove is there, but it's, I guess it's clean. It's nutty. It's inoffensive. I don't see anything great like you guys are getting. I don't get anything on this one.
That's just described yourself. About him.
Yeah.
Clean, nutty, and inoffensive.
Well, two out of three.
Okay, yeah. there's a meme going around. It's, I don't know if I can say it on the radio, but I'll try. Let's see if we get beeped out. So there's a it's a picture of an avocado, and it says, "Did you know that fresh avocado tastes like clean penis?" And then there's a picture of a guy next to it saying, "You are not going to trick me into tasting avocado."
No. Moving on. Okay, that just cost us $600 on the editing. So
I think we can say that.
Anatomically correct.
Anatomically correct.
Offensive.
Yeah. So, right in the toilet.
This is an adult show. We're talking about whiskey. This is not a family.
I do get that sort of Arctic blast, but underneath it, I get pizza dough.
Yeah. I would give you that.
Like a yeastiness. There's
the yeastiness there.
That's there. So, but overall, you know, an excellent whiskey. I can't really add any more to it. So we're going to be giving the Penelope Toasted Bourbon Batch 24301.
No, we're
the Architect.
Architect. I'm looking at the wrong one. At the Penelope Architect Build 10, we're going to give 4 sips.
Under protest.
That's classified.
Nobody's listening to you and your avocados. So that takes us
to... Cannot trick me into tasting avocado.
Our next one, we're going to have Justin tell us about that.
All right. So we're going to talk about...
Huevos.
Huevos. Penelope Barrel Strength Batch 18. It's 57% alcohol by volume, or 114 proof. This is a blend of 3 different MGP whiskeys. 51% corn, 45% wheat, and 4% malted barley. Another barrel is 75% corn, 21% rye, 4% malted barley. Third barrel is 99% corn, 1% malted barley. Overall, an average of 74% corn, 16% wheat, 7% rye, and 3% malted barley. On the nose, I got...
There'll be a quiz on those numbers.
Oh, good. On the nose, I got envelope glue. I got cedar and dive bar. On the palate, it was like a narrow mid-palate sweetness to it and wood all centered on the middle of my palate, and the finish was woody. I hit it one more time to see if it changed.
So dive bar, so it smells like vomit and general overall sadness.
Stale beer.
Yeah. Yes.
It does not smell like anything like that. I don't know what he's smoking.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah.
He's still special. At the bar last night.
Special. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Yes, come back to this morning.
You didn't dive change bars your clothes. Coming back out.
Yeah. Too much avocado.
You got to change those clothes, man.
Too much avocado. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I thought this whiskey was... Well, let's just say I feel like I'm talking about a different whiskey. I found it to be lovely on the nose. I found it to be mouth coating on the palate. I found the finish to be warm and a nice little medium finish.
Stop talking. I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. Damn it.
And I couldn't disagree more with Justin this morning. Yeah. Harm, what do you think?
I just said it. I agree with everything you said. Okay, maybe he's right about being narrow on the palate for the sweet notes, but the spices on the side, it's coming out very nicely. It's like sweet caramel. The creme brulee you mentioned in the first whiskey is here.
And it explodes on your palate. It actually goes way out to the sides laterally, like coast to coast.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I really enjoy this one. I enjoy this one so much, it makes me want to reevaluate the second one. This is
well,
really
I agree with you. I didn't initially give this one high marks when we first poured it, but
it
needed to breathe, and it's far better after some air than it was when we initially poured it. This one, I definitely
I'd buy this in a heartbeat.
This right. This is lovely. This is just a great expression. I love this one. I got those vanillas. I got the cherries, the graham crackers.
I'm not quite getting the cherry. Where are you getting the cherry from? Where? In the nose or the palate? Where?
It's you get it in the nose and it follows through really? on the finish. You get it on the finish along with a little bit of fresh tobacco leaf on the palate as well.
You guys are the guys who visit
See,
tobacco
Brent
bars.
Was at the dive bar with me and there was too much tobacco on the slot machine.
Yeah.
No, and he didn't hit the three cherries that he wanted.
It's not like a used tobacco. This is like a fresh leaf, like a leaf tobacco, like a fresh leaf.
I've never experienced fresh leaf tobacco. So I
Why not?
Well, you're at a loss.
Well, because my parents didn't make me work in the fields. I got to go to school.
Ouch.
Although my wife's grandmother did make me go pick cotton on their farm, which is
cool.
Let me just say. It's because I'm brown, right?
I wouldn't touch that one. 100-foot pole.
It was awesome. No. The cotton blossoms are beautiful, but they will cut up your hands.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, when the pods open, they're sharp. Yeah. So I thought it was lovely, and honestly, I think it's gotten better. And I put just a drop of water in it, and it seemed to really kind of open up the finish a little bit more for me. When the finish,
oh yeah, I forget to mention I did add water.
The finish was already pretty good, but it gets a lot more mouth coating with just the tiniest little bit of water. I mean, it's 57%, so it.
You know, you're right, Bob.
A little water is not going to hurt it, but it just sort of goes. So. Yeah. So
it actually improves the viscosity instead of diluting it.
Yeah, because the ethanol is too high. When the ethanol is too high, you're going to lose the viscosity.
It
coats
and it thickens on the palate with just a drop of water. So we're gonna give the Penelope Barrel Strength Batch 18 a well-deserved 4 sips.
Definitely.
That's classified.
So that takes us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob.
Woo!
So Dark Arts Whiskey House is a blending, rebarreling, and finishing house in downtown Lexington, Kentucky, founded by Macaulay Minton and David Peet. Minton is a graduate of UK's James B. Beam Institute for Kentucky Spirits, began his journey Wilderness Trail learning the science of whiskey distillation before running their single barrel program.
I think he left the word at Wilderness Trail.
Yeah.
Which is another great...
So I didn't major in English.
Yeah, so in 2023, Minton left Wilderness Trail to team up with Peet to create Dark Arts Whiskey House.
I don't have a dark... Wait, hold on.
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
So that's as close as I got to Dark Arts.
That's
you were talking bomb. About. You were talking about the Harry Potter stuff earlier. There's the
Bobby Joe. I'm so proud of you for that.
That's better.
Who doesn't like Ozzy? Hear that one more time?
If you don't like Ozzy, get out of my.
Basement. Can we hear that clip one more time, please?
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
This was the first album I purchased when I was 13 years old.
The best.
Right. On vinyl, baby.
Tell us about our whiskey here.
I've seen them in person.
Okay, so this first one from the Dark Arts is the bourbon finish with toasted French oak staves. It's a 7-year. It's batch number 5. 54% ABV, 108 proof. It's 60% corn, 36% rye, and 4% malted barley. It's distilled in Indiana. So... 3-barrel small batch blends, all numbered sequentially. The blends vary 6 to 8 years of age. On the color, it's a light copper color. On the nose, you get a light. It's like a light wood nose to it, like a almost.
Oh, it's really opened up since we first poured.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, really?
It's
blooming now. It's gorgeous.
You got a little bit of floral notes there, some vanilla. It's just a nice freshness on there. On the palate, I get cherry, I get pipe tobacco, vanilla. It's got a beautiful finish. You get just a little bit of some baking spices on it. This is just really nice. The finish is nice and long. I don't really know that there's anything wrong with this bourbon here. This is a beautiful expression.
You're always looking for faults. This is why Sue is going to leave you now.
I know that.
Be careful.
Well, add that to the list.
Harm.
No, I mean, Harm. This is just...
please go on, Harm.
Wow. I went dark
because he's wearing a Buffalo Bills shirt.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a bison, my friend. That's not a buffalo.
It's okay. Buffalo Bisons.
What'd you think, Maury?
Well, let me say this. I was completely unaware of Dark Arts Whiskey House until this past spring of 2024 when I was attending the New Orleans Bourbon Festival and met Macaulay Minton and was really quite impressed. He's really got vision.
When did they start? I lived there 14 years. There was no New Orleans Buffalo Bourbon Festival.
It's, this is about the sixth annual.
Yeah, five or six. Yeah.
Okay.
That being said, this guy's really got an unbelievable palate. He's got vision. He's got creativity. I mean, he's just on another level. And so shout out to Macaulay. Thanks for the good times in New Orleans. And thanks for sharing these amazing whiskeys with us today. I found their whiskeys to be really, really interesting and really creatively curated. And this whiskey, patience will reward you. I would agree with everything that's been said so far today, except to say that when it first was poured, I was underwhelmed. And I've just...
I agree with that, too. It's completely underwhelming when it was first poured.
And your patience will be rewarded. This whiskey just does nothing but sing in the glass. And with the more air and time you give it, the more it will sing to you. Justin, what do you think?
It's a good balance of sweet and heat. Nice French oak finish to it. That was really pleasant. What'd you think, Harm?
I'd had no notes on it earlier because it really was underwhelming when I first tasted it. As we did the show and it's been sitting there, it's just blossomed in the glass, and I'm hard pressed to find anything different to say than what Brent said. It's vanilla, flowers, creme brulee. I get creme brulee and a little bit of that burnt sugar,
a little hint of cinnamon, definitely
the spices. The spice is subdued. It's more sweet for me.
Yeah, it's definitely sweet.
Yeah, a hint. I disagree with the cherry note that Brent got, but other than that,
I didn't get the cherry.
Vanilla, sweet tobacco, spice. It's got a great mouthfeel and good long finish.
Mm. So, it's delightful. Yeah. It is just delightful.
This tells you, kids, if a whiskey's not tasting right, just give it some air, walk away 5-10 minutes, talk to your wife.
Give it a little time.
Your wife will appreciate you actually spending some time with her.
Give it a little water.
Talking to her, you know,
enjoy your whiskey.
I didn't add any water. Yeah. Bob, did you add any water to this?
Yeah.
And
didn't do much. Didn't water
it
down.
I just did. It didn't help.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt.
Didn't help. Didn't hurt. And again, kids, add water to your whiskey. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Doing dry January, not adding water to our whiskey. But
you know what?
I guess it's just out of my house.
Drink water. You have to drink water at least once a week to keep your liver surprised. Give it a shot.
You know, the problem with drinking water is fish fornicate in water.
They do.
Well, I thought it was delicious. And the first thing that I smelled was a candy shop. When we first poured it, it was so... in your face.
Didn't get that until now.
It reminded me of the Glenmorangie Millshan.
Yes, good call.
That Dr. Bill made. And that too, that was like walking into a candy shop. That has blown down now. It's still sweet. I still do get that note, but it's not as much. But this one has just gotten better with time and honestly is absolutely delicious.
Yeah, I'm going to have some more. Jeez.
So we're going to give the Dark Arts Bourbon Finished in Toasted French Oak Stave 7-Year Batch Number 5, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
That was well-deserved.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we'll be back. Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey, and we're back. Harm's over here giggling to himself, which is nothing new. That happens often, so... So
we're going to adjust my meds.
Yeah. We're going to move on to the Dark Arts Ambarana Finish Rye, 7-year batch number 9. It's 54% ABV, 108 proof. It's 95.5. Distilled in Indiana. The three, like the last one, these are done in 3-barrel small batch blends. So each one of these batches is only 3 barrels. That's good. It gives you a lot of, you know, you got to be careful when you're doing three. If you're doing 300, you can mess around.
You can cover up your mistakes.
And the blends vary from age in from 6 to 8 years. It's not age stated, but it's in that general thing. So we've got kind of a dark bronze.
No, it's a 7-year age stated, I believe.
Yeah, this is a 7, yeah. So it's a kind of a dark bronze. It's got a little bit of a glow to the edge on it. On the nose, I get some dark cherries. I get some vanilla.
I can't believe you found those notes.
I get a little bit of, there's a little bit of a nuttiness to it. But just on the palate.
Touch of cinnamon.
On the palate, boom. It's you can taste the Ambarana. Ambarana always has that cinnamon whack in the face.
It's like cinnamon buns.
This one to me tastes more like a cinnamon toaster strudel, like a cinnamon pastry. Not quite like a bun, but more like a
right. A cinnamon Pop-Tart. I would agree with Bob.
Toaster strudel instead of cinnamon bun.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, this is the sophisticated man's answer to Tennessee Fire or Fireball for you less educated. Fireball, Tennessee Fire.
What are you doing holding it then?
Yeah. Are basically, you know, whiskey with a lot of stuff added to create flavor. Yeah. This is nothing added. This is whiskey.
Yeah.
Okay? Just finished nothing just but wood. Yeah. But this is the essence of a cinnamon whiskey.
Yeah.
It's cinnamon forward. It's a cinnamon whiskey, but it's
that's quote what you unquote, get from Ambarana. Yeah.
Right. It's quote unquote Fireball without all the garbage, without the corn syrup, without the Flavor Man profile stuff, without all the other chemicals. This just comes purely from wood. I think it's genius. Now it's very polarizing. Not everybody's going to love this, but it's definitely, if you wanted sort of a whiskey with flavor, well,
it's not a flavored whiskey. Some too. When we first opened it was hitting you over the head, but it's definitely backed up some.
But it's lovely. I mean, if you want, but understand, it's cinnamon forward. It's like a hot, spicy cinnamon whiskey, but without all the chemicals.
These were like two Indian desserts for me. Kheer on the nose. Kheer. And gulab jamun. Thank you.
It's gulab jamun and kheer.
Yeah.
And you hurt me, and they taste nothing like this. Okay. All right. So
it's Justin's right. That's his normal nose. Yeah. What do you think, Harm?
Cinnamon buns, coconut, floral notes, which you guys know, none of you guys got lavender. It's freaking lavender, and there's slight coconut. No,
there's definitely a floral in it.
So, but I got definitely lavender. Lavender. It's almost frisquita. That's floor cleaner.
So after tasting a lot of these Ambarana finishes, I've determined that it's only really good for a mixed drink. These are not meant to be drunk straight. This is a mixed drink.
Maury said it's polarizing.
Yeah. It's a mixed drink.
You love it or hate
whiskey,
it.
Whiskey, you know, that's what it's for. It's, you know.
But if you fell for a cordial, instead of pouring something with a lot of chemicals and flavor, man, this is a beautiful cinnamon cordial.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give the Dark Arts Ambarana Finish Rye 7-year batch number 9 a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Dark Arts Cask Strength Barely Legal Bourbon 7-year. It's 56.8% ABV, 113.6 proof, 51% corn, 39% rye, and 10% malted rye. That 51% corn is the reason why they say it's barely legal. Of course, the light copper color on this one. On the nose, I get cream corn. I just get this nice, smooth cream corn. On the palate, I get vanilla, light oak, light baking spices. Everything is just on a gentle side. There's nothing that overpowers anything here. It's all just a nice muddle of these mixtures. It just makes it nice and sweet, gentle, easy.
pleasant.
Yeah.
Easy drinking.
Very easy
and
drinking.
That's pretty much what I wrote. Pleasant, easy drinking, middle of the road. It's not offensive. It doesn't really strike a nerve in any one direction. It doesn't really take a stance in any one direction, but it's pleasant. It's enjoyable. It's really well made. And it's really a nice entry level bourbon. Whether you're going to sip it all day or whether you're going to make a cocktail with it, you can't go wrong. So if you want something simple and ordinary,
you can sip this all day.
You can
for
sip
sure.
this.
Yeah.
You Justin? Know what? I think you guys are underselling this one because with air, it's gotten so much better for me. I agree with your notes, Brent. I got, there's a hit of like cocoa powder on this, on the nose now. It's coming with that light corn, like you're saying. The spice has gotten better. It still starts out sweet, mouth coating, but I'm getting good cinnamon and clove and beautifully integrated oak. This whiskey, again, give it air.
I've got it's no cocoa. I don't know where you got the cocoa from.
Right here,
nothing.
It's a Russ and Daughters chocolate egg. Russ and Daughters chocolate egg cream.
Yeah.
A what?
Yeah. Russ and Daughters chocolate egg cream.
Oh, my God. That is a blast from the past.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I get the cocoa on the finish is where I get it. So it's definitely there.
You've been there.
I see what he's saying.
Well, we're 12 times.
We're going to give the Dark Arts Cask Strength Barely Legal Bourbon 7-year. Three sips.
Interesting.
I think it deserves higher, but whatever.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, Harm, tell us about the next.
I have nothing to say about
that. Come on.
Okay, so the Dark Arts New Orleans Bourbon Festival, which I've never heard of, cask strength 7-year finished in white port casks. 56.4% ABV, 112.8 proof, 60% corn, 36% rye, 4% malted barley. The color is a beautiful bronze. The nose, I literally have no notes because earlier it was not showing. Now with air. Let's see. Black cherry, vanilla, caramel, a little bit of nuttiness, pecan maybe, candied pecan. Apples, apple pie, a little bit too much spice. That's exactly what Brent said earlier, which I did not get earlier, but now I'm seeing it. Off the air, sorry. A hint of licorice. Again, great mouthfeel. Whatever these guys are doing, they know they've nailed mouthfeel. What do you get, Brett?
Yeah, I got on the nose, fruit bomb. I got apple, cranberry, cherry.
Not cranberry and cherry are eluding me, but the apple definitely.
But it takes a long time. I must admit, when I first put it in the glass, I was completely underwhelming.
Yeah, also on the palate, I got a little bit of a chocolate cream on there with a little bit of raisin on there for their finish.
But I'm stretching for that. Let me put some water in it.
This is fall in a glass.
Fall. Yeah, that's a good call.
Fall in a glass.
Yeah, honestly,
Water brings out the apple and the cherry.
I bordered on disliking it when I first poured it. It's definitely improved, and all the fruitiness has come out.
Oh, yeah, it's a fruit bomb with water. Just add a few drops. God, this is good.
Yeah, you don't get that chocolate cream, huh?
I'm still reaching for it. Bob, what do you think?
Thank you.
I think this one's lovely. And again, when I first opened it, not a lot of people have had white port. You know, not a lot of people in the U.S. have even had port.
Well, I sell white port, so yeah.
But even less people have had white. We did white port on a wine show.
Yeah.
Quite a few years ago. And just so fantastic. So interesting.
But
it's
overly sweet for a lot of people.
Speaking of white, I recently bought a white balsamic vinegar.
I've never had one.
Amazing. I never had it.
Two bottles here.
Amazing.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
You're a foodie, Bob. Come on.
Use it all the time. I make a roasted chicken dish with it.
So now you're upping my expectations for lunch, sir.
Yeah, you better lower those expectations.
I think we're going to be going to McDonald's for lunch, pal.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, the chicken nuggets are all on me.
You got the dollar for 10?
Yeah.
You gotta have the app.
Well, I have a dollar for you. You got to walk down to McDonald's to get it your dang self. So this one really, again, it did start out muted, but it is
so
really opened up. I was searching for the port. Now I can sense the port.
I'm not quite getting the port notes here. I'm getting that
sort of general whininess, but it's not hitting you over the head.
I thought the general whininess was coming from Maury.
That's you.
Oh,
no.
Oh, there's enough to spread it between two people.
But this thing is just, it's like a beautiful Dutch apple pie with the candied pecans all over the top of it.
I'm as it's again. I've had water, letting air. You're right. The wininess is coming out. I can smell the port now. It needed time and air. Really, it did.
Yeah, this one's definitely.
These are complex whiskeys. These are really good.
Yeah, this one. And I gotta say, I mean, we were talking about this before. I can't think of anybody. I mean, I've seen a Scotch. I remember one that I had that was a white port, but I can't recall any American whiskey that's used a white port.
No, this is not one I've seen. This is very rare.
So,
but again, if you've ever had a white port, which is unusual, and most people have not, that would give you some reference.
I had a beautiful one. It's called Lágrima, which is Portuguese for tears. And as the label is the picture of Jesus Christ. These are his tears. They're so sweet. It's a sweet port. Great branding.
You got any more of them?
I'm sold out, man. Damn it. And the company that imported it to Florida went out of business.
Thanks for sharing, Harm. Yeah.
We love you too. You can get it in New York.
Yeah. We love you too.
There you go.
But this one's absolutely delicious, and it gets better with time. The water, like we've had before, the water increases the viscosity on this for me. It definitely makes
ethanol will thin out the viscosity.
It makes it more mouth coating as opposed to less. It hasn't done a lot for the flavor or the nose, but the mouthfeel on this has gotten much more unctuous with just a slight little drop of water. I mean, this one's really well done, guys. So we're going to be giving the Dark Arts New Orleans Bourbon Festival cask strength 7-year finished in white port cask a well-deserved 4 sips.
You know, I can never go there. My ex-wife lives in New Orleans still.
And I don't know if they're going to do another one of these. I don't know if that white port cask is prohibitively expensive. Nice. But, man, guys, do another one of those. That one was great. So we're to our last. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. The last whiskey is the Dark Arts cask strength single barrel bourbon 10-year.
Also New Orleans Bourbon Festival.
New Orleans Bourbon Festival, thank you. 55.9% ABV or 111.8 proof. Well, I was lucky enough to have the privilege of attending the New Orleans Bourbon Festival, and I must admit, I immediately bought that whiskey on the spot.
He just knocked his mic off the table.
This whiskey.
Apparently the whiskey's getting to him. It's good.
No, it just did its own thing by itself.
The clamp is not tight, huh? That's it? You had to move that a little bit?
So, that being said, this whiskey is a beautiful bronze color.
Yes.
On the nose, everything you'd want in a bourbon. You've got creme brulee, you've got brown sugar, you've got cinnamon, you've got toasted oak, you've got leather, you've got tobacco. The palate is viscous, it's mouth coating. It's, again, got a lot of the same flavors. And then the finish just goes on and on. I bought this there, and I was hopeful to that it would be good, but it was fantastic. I wish I could have bought more of it. Again, they don't unfortunately let the attendees pick these festival picks. They're picked well ahead of time and barreled up. But the New Orleans Bourbon Fest has become really an amazing festival, whereas many have kind of gone downhill over the years. And this pick really represents that very, very well as Dark Arts. I loved it. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, this one was a favorite right off the bat after I went through the whole lineup here. All the things you expect in a bourbon, that cinnamon, the toffee, the leather, the baking spices, the vanilla.
He didn't mention cinnamon, but you I'm absolutely right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, there's cinnamon.
Yeah. It's all there. That toffee, it's all there. It's all beautifully blended together.
Blended.
Yeah.
It's mouth coating. It covers your mouth. Got the mouthfeel.
Macaulay is a bourbon savant. I mean, I spent some time talking to him and tasting this and drinking this bourbon. He's really dialed in, and I'm very impressed. Kudos. Good job.
Yeah, there's.
So tell us why it tastes like swamp gas, Justin.
Envelope glue. Mucilage.
Mucilage.
Yeah.
So
I had a horse named Mucilage.
This one was balanced. It had classic wood, vanilla, caramel flavors. On the palate, I got wood and cane sugar, and the finish was woody as well. Since we opened it, it's mellowed, and I really liked it.
He's actually right. There's nothing wrong you said there.
Wow, that's the most words we've got at him in at least 6 weeks.
No, he has words. They're just the wrong ones.
Well, yeah, that. But,
but today he got it right.
But usually we don't even get a lot of wrong ones.
My broken clock hits it right twice a day, and so do I.
All right. Just say the right thing. Bobby say the Joe? Thing I want you to say.
What do you think, Bob?
I think this one was absolutely delicious as well. You know, it's pretty much everything that you want in a regular unfinished classic American bourbon. There's mocha. I've got some dark toffee.
Not kidding, the mocha.
I got the mocha when we first poured it.
Okay. But it's gone.
And now I'm not getting it.
It's gone. So,
I got the dry wood when we first opened it. That's blown off. And I got some tobacco leaf on it.
They make lotion for that.
Yeah, I know. I got some tobacco leaf on it. Dry wood? Just,
that's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
Maury's just catching up to the joke.
It's absolutely delicious. So what'd you think?
I agree with you guys. Again, this is another one I had very few notes on when it first was poured because it was like, it's nothing coming out of the glass. It wasn't inspiring me. I couldn't really smell anything. It was had a gorgeous color, gorgeous mouthfeel, but with air, drop of water, the brown sugar, the creme brulee, the tobacco. Who said leather? You said leather, Maury?
Yeah, that's
good.
Leather.
Yeah, good call.
Opened and, up quicker, though, than the white port finish.
Right, exactly. The white port took more time.
The white port was really closed out of the bottle, whereas this one was more drinkable and improved quickly.
Great cinnamon. I'm still reaching for that mocha, Bob. It's not there. You said it's blown off.
Yeah.
But good whiskey.
Well, we're going to give the Dark Arts New Orleans Bourbon Festival Cast Strength Single Barrel Bourbon 10-year a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Under protest.
So I think five. That...
it's not quite 5.
Yeah, I think... I mean, what have we learned? Well, we just did another show with some Penelope. We did some Penelope today. They're making great stuff. And the guys at Dark Arts are making great stuff, so...
Thank kudos. You guys for
thank
sending
you Macaulay
it.
And company for sending us some
and definitely
whiskeys.
Hit the New Orleans Bourbon Festival. Great show.
All right. My ex-wife lives there. I can't go back, man. I can't do it.
You're not invited. Don't worry about it.
I'm fine.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
You know, we're going to keep recording for now another 3 or 4 hours here.
Great.
Yeah, and you got to stay. You can't go watch the game.
Great.
Thank you, Maury.
I like that bison on your shirt there.
Thank you, Bob. Another amazing day in the damp, dank, dark arts basement.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And thank you, Harm.
You know, it's a good bourbon show. I like this. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. And we'll see
next
you on the next
scotch.
Show. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor. And tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a 110 Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.